This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Welcome to Brain Stuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brain Stuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. The holidays are the season for sugary treats, though we'll pretty much take any excuse. But treats are nice. Today, we're talking about one with particular ties to some New Year's celebrations, marzipan. Marzipan is a confection made from ground almond meal mixed with some kind of sweetener and sometimes a binding agent like egg until it forms a slightly sticky, moldable paste that melts in your mouth, though with a little bit of chew to it. It can be flavored with things like rose water or pistachio, but it's often just almondy, sweet and nutty and almost cherry-like. It's like Play-Doh, but instead of being merely not poisonous, it's very tasty. Marzipan is commonly used for making everything from candy pieces to cake decorations, because its putty-like consistency means it can be formed into figurines that will hold their shape. It also shows up as a filling in pastries and cakes, but like croissants, stollen, and some versions of king cake, a plus in chocolates and chocolate bars. But today, we're mostly talking about the molded figurine applications of marzipan. Though it's naturally a neutral ivory color, it's easily dyed or painted any color of the spectrum, giving creators a fantastic edible canvas. Experts say that its Instagrammability is what made sales of marzipan skyrocket during the 2019 holiday season. People have probably been making something like marzipan for as long as we've had almonds and sweeteners. There are records of honeyed almond pastes going back to ancient Egypt, Greece, and Persia. Arab trade routes probably brought the recipe up through Europe, where treats closer to what we know as marzipan today, and the word marzipan itself, developed around the 1400s, though at least three different places claim to have been home to the original, what's now Toledo, Spain, Sicily, Italy, and Lübeck, Germany. All three have strong traditions around marzipan today. Sicilian candy makers produce a veritable cornucopia of marzipan shaped and colored to look like fruits and vegetables, from pears, peaches, tangerines, and strawberries to corn on the cob, mushrooms, tomatoes, and artichokes, especially around All Saints' Day and All Souls' Day. In Toledo, one might make or receive a marzipan eel around Christmas, a cute little eel buddy coiled into a round tin, hugging candied fruits. And throughout Germany, folks give gifts of marzipan pigs around New Year's as a wish for good luck in the coming year. This is a whole thing. There's a German saying, a Schwein gehabt, which literally means had a pig, and culturally means that you've been lucky. A way of wishing someone luck in German is to say viel Schwein, which literally means much pig. Supposedly, this all comes from medieval times, around when marzipan was being developed, in what's now Germany and Austria. When, if you managed to breed a whole bunch of pigs in one year, or sometimes if you had any number of pigs at all, that was a really fortunate and awesome thing. Further, in many societies that eat pork, pigs are generally associated with winter celebrations, because historically, before refrigeration, pigs would often be slaughtered at the beginning of winter, and the meat preserved to help people make it through the colder, leaner months. Having the wealth and abundance to be able to do this was considered fortunate, so eating pork around the new year is often considered lucky. Think of dishes like pork and sauerkraut, or Hop and John, which is rice and peas cooked with a pork product, or even pork dumplings for the late winter Lunar New Year. All of which are delicious, though none are cuter than those marzipan pigs, which are called Glücksschwein, which literally means lucky pig. Today, one famous confectionery out of Lübeck, called Niederegger Café, ships out about 30 kilos of marzipan every day. That's about 65 pounds. In the year 2000, a local by the name of Burkhard Loy made the Guinness Book of World Records for the largest ever marzipan pig. It weighed a ton and 5 kilos, over 2,200 pounds. He reportedly kept it on display for 6 years before someone accidentally bumped into it and broke it. If you'd like to make your own lucky pigs or other marzipan treats, there are lots of recipes online that involve either blanching and grinding almonds or using store-bought almond meal. Although many grocery stores also carry logs of pre-made marzipan in the baking aisle, near the bags of chocolate chips and other baking ingredients and decorations. Whatever form your marzipan or other treats come in, we here at Brainstuff wish you good luck in the coming year. Today's episode is based on the article, Marzipan is the Sweet Almond Treat You Need This Holiday, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Stephanie Vermillion, and on a couple episodes of my other podcast, Savor, co-written by me and Annie Reese. The episodes are called The Marzipan Episode is Shaping Up and New Year's Food Traditions, if you want to go a little deeper. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.